You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 320. I've probably mentioned this before, but in the comic book world, there are Batman people and there are Superman people. At comic book conventions, they advance slowly upon each other in the dealer's room, snapping their fingers. I've seen this. I know. The Batman people can be pretty derisive of the Superman people. Superman is this all-powerful alien, only vulnerable to kryptonite and magic. He flies, he's super strong. His stories are all about this invulnerable guy fighting other invulnerable guys. He's horribly undramatic and unrealistic, especially when compared to Saint Batman, the human detective who grunts and sweats and thinks through his battle against evil, with none of the primary colored Superman's advantages. Well, except for being a multi-billionaire genius scientist with an arsenal rivaling most nations. Those little details aside, the Batman people argue, while bagging and boarding their comics, Batman could be us. His is a more heroic story. His is a better comic. And this brings me to the question I closed the last 2MTL podcast with. I'd argue that the Doctor is very much a superhero character, and Doctor Who, a superhero story. It's the story of one larger-than-life alien who can come back from the dead, use psychic powers, perceive and even alter the branches of space and time, and who travels in a dimensionally transcendental Batmobile. This isn't pure science fiction, which tends to revolve around ensemble casts exploring the consequences of ideas rather than following one uber character's story. So is it, quote, better and more enriching drama to follow characters, ensembles, and stories that are more analogous to the lives we live? Doctor Who has always been a family show. Am I, a 42-year-old, more childish for preferring it to Star Trek at its best, or Firefly, or brilliant SF novels like Star Tide Rising or The Diamond Age? Yes. So, I'm quitting Doctor Who fandom. Of course not. I think we should have a very well-rounded media diet, filling our heads with contrasting ideas, stories that entertain as well as ennobling us. But here are just a few of the things that Doctor Who does better than most other media out there. Now stop me if you've heard this one. It elevates intellect and romance over brute force and cynicism. It usually treats violence with the complexity it deserves. At its best, it challenges us to aspire to the very achievable heroism of companions such as Ace, Rose, and Martha, even as the Doctor himself remains difficult to emulate. And finally, as with Superman, wrapping ourselves in the Doctor's story means that we're talking the language of myth and allegory. We will never know what it's like to have one of our friends catapulted into the past to live out the rest of her days without us. We will never hold two wires together and debate the genocide of a genocidal race. But we tell and listen to stories of such larger-than-life heroes not just for the flash and the comfort food of being entertained by someone with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortals. When it's done right, superhero fiction, including Doctor Who, helps us think of our own challenges and choices in different ways, while also allowing us to vicariously experience the power of a figure greater than us. It's the same experience watching President Bartlett in The West Wing or Buffy the Vampire Slayer without the loss of focus an ensemble cast might provide. I try to look at all of my stories critically, and I try to choose the ones that ultimately just might make me a better person. And those choices don't require me to be a Batman person. I'm a Superman person. And, of course, a Doctor Who person. And that was slightly longer than 2 minutes, but that was the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, where more episodes are at twominutetimelord.com. On Twitter and Facebook, I can be found at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening, and catch me on Radio Free Skaro episode 381 as I join Stephen Warren and Chris in providing a commentary for Nightmare in Silver. And I'll see you on 2MTL soon.